Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
Celestial Secrets, The Navigator's Burden. Chapter 1, The Fallen Navigator. Lysera gazed at the stars from her modest dwelling, beyond the boundaries of Elidur. The night sky stretched infinitely above her, a velvet canopy studded with countless points of light. She heard the rustling of leaves, the chill of the night air caressing her skin, and the faint scent of pine carried by the wind. There, amidst her quiet isolation, she found a semblance of peace. Her reverie was interrupted by the sound of hooves. Arion, the king's advisor, dismounted before her. Lysera, he began, his voice laden with urgency, the king requires your expertise. Eyes narrowing with suspicion, she asked, why now, after all these years, have they forgotten my mistake? Arion shook his head, handing her a scroll. No, but a disaster looms. An ancient celestial map has been found. Its secrets must be unlocked, and quickly. A flicker of the light from within her home revealed a map unlike any she had seen. Patterns and symbols she could hardly fathom danced on parchment that seemed to glow faintly. Lysera felt a pull, an inexplicable connection to the markings. Bet Taras Eri, the grand observatory where she once worked, Lysera walked through halls filled with magnificent instruments. She could almost feel the grandeur of her past seeping back into her bones. She stood with Elda, a young acolyte, eager and wide-eyed at her side. I remember your work, Master Lysera, Elda said, excitement threading through her voice. Lysera smiled faintly, brushing her fingers over a constellation carved into the stone. But the map was different. It held a peculiar glow, a whisper that brushed against Lysara's mind as if the stars themselves were calling to her. We must be careful, she whispered. The stars hold secrets they don't easily share. Round the observatory's grand table, the map was unfurled. Shining constellations pulsed softly, and as Lysera traced her finger along them, a shiver ran through her. She could almost hear voices, soft and distant. What do you see? Arion asked, leaning in. More than just stars, Lysera murmured. There's something alive within these patterns. Chapter 2, Whispers of the Night. The trio ventured into the enchanted forest of Nirindor, with the map guiding their way. The night air was thick with the scent of moss and earth. As they wandered deeper, the forest seemed to come alive. The leaves whispered secrets, and the stars above shone with an otherworldly light. The fog rolled in softly at first, then thickened with each step. It was as if the air itself was awake, caressing their faces and heightening their senses. Stay close, Lysera commanded, her voice a radiant beacon through the gloom. Suddenly, a figure materialized, a spectral being that pulsed with faint starlight. Nightshade, a star spirit, emerged from the mist. Her voice was hauntingly beautiful, echoing as if through the very fiber of the universe. The stars have harbored these secrets since time immemorial, Nightshade said. Be cautious, for the ancient pact must not be broken. Elda's eyes widened. What pact? One that intertwines the fate of stars and men, Nightshade replied. A covenant that binds your destinies. Luminescent symbols began to glow faintly on the trees, reflecting the constellations on the map. Elda reached out, her fingers grazing the glowing marks. They buzzed softly under her touch. These symbols, Elda said, they correspond to the constellations on the map. Lysera nodded, deep in thought. The forest itself is guiding us, revealing our path. She felt the weight of destiny pressing down upon her, growing more palpable with each step. This is more than just a map, Lysera said aloud, her voice firm. It's a guide to something beyond our understanding. We must unravel it, no matter the cost. Chapter 3, Cosmic Revelations. At the heart of the magical nexus, vibrantly alive with constellations that seemed to pulse with their own rhythm, stood the luminary Astrarium. The very air shimmered, heavy with the scent of celestial flowers and the touch of ethereal winds. This was a place where earth and stars intertwined. They ventured deeper, Nightshade whispering forgotten secrets and guiding them through gates of starlight. The architectural grandeur of the Astrarium was breathtaking, dazzling them with its radiant beauty. As they approached the celestial nexus, beings of brilliance emerged, the Star Council radiating wisdom and illuminating the air around them with cascading light. "What is this place?" Lasara asked, her voice filled with awe. "The heart of the star's influence over your world," Nightshade explained. "Here, you shall meet the Star Council." The beings of light shimmered, their presence soothing and commanding. "Lysara," they intoned in a harmonious unity, "do you comprehend the weight of the map you seek to unravel?" "It's more than a map," Lysara responded. "It's a pathway. But to what?" "To the fulfillment of an ancient covenant," the council replied. "Stars and men are bound. What is decided here echoes in the heavens and on earth." "But what is the price?" Lysara demanded, a sharp edge to her voice. "A balance must be maintained," the council continued, their light dimming momentarily. "Events must unfold as foreseen in the cosmic order." A tense silence settled, broken only by the whispers of ancient winds. Lysara's mind raced, resisting the idea of predestined outcomes. "No," she declared, determination hardening her tone. "Destiny should not be so rigid." As if hearing a call, Elda began to notice peculiar symbols illuminating the walls, corresponding with constellations. Her discoveries ignited a spark within Lysara. The stars held secrets that were not meant to be bound by a simple agreement. "We must find a way to challenge this decree," Lysara insisted, turning to her companions. "We cannot let the stars dictate our fate." In the haunted quiet of the Astrium, the threat of the stars' hidden schemes was more palpable than ever, and the weight of the impending catastrophe loomed overhead. Chapter 4. The Starlight Conspiracy. Returning to Elidur, an urgency hung in the air. The group moved swiftly through the grand halls, sensing the gravity of their mission. The grand palace hummed with activity, the air rich with incense and the aroma of flickering torches casting shadows on gold-encrusted walls. Lysara, with Arion and Elda beside her, approached the throne room with determination. The king rose, curiosity mingling with concern. "Lysara, what news do you bring?" "The stars, they plot against us," she stated urgently. "Their agenda is hidden within this map, and we must act swiftly." The room fell silent, every courtier's breath held in suspense. Suddenly, a figure descended, casting an otherworldly glow, the Seraph of Twilight, a being of both light and shadow, revealing himself amidst gasps. "Do not falter," the Seraph warned, his voice like a thunderclap. "The star's ambitions are darker than you can fathom." The revelation sent a wave of dread through the hall. Lysara's heart pounded. This Seraph's presence confirmed her fears. The stars had twisted intentions, far-reaching and irreversible. But Lysara's resolve steeled. "We must use the map against them," she declared. "There is a pattern, a way to turn their own power into our salvation." Elda produced a soft glow, the map illuminating her hands. "We can realign the constellations," she whispered, "reverse their intent." Rallying her companions, Lysara and the group moved with purpose, the celestial patterns in her mind merging with newfound clarity. The palace hummed with unified energy. They worked tirelessly, interpreting star routes and ancient glyphs, a sense of urgency driving them forward. A final confrontation erupted within the grand hall. Celestial beings materialized, challenging humanity's defiance. Light and shadow clashed, scorching the air, filling it with the scent of burning embers and magic. In a climactic moment, Lysara unlocked the final glyph, the map emitting a radiance that encompassed the room. The stars' enraged murmurs echoed before dissolving into brilliant cascades of light. Then, a hidden truth. The map had not only thwarted the stars' scheme, but revealed a forgotten legacy within Lysara herself. Light and energy coursed through her veins. It was as if she were born anew, the realization dawning that she was descended from an ancient line of star-born navigators destined to reshape the balance between the heavens and earth. The surprise was immense, but in hindsight, the overwhelming power and connection she felt to the celestial map seemed inevitable, almost preordained. As the hall quieted and the threat receded, Lysara stood amongst her companions, a sense of triumph intertwining with the understanding of her true origin. Humanity's fate had shifted, and Lysara's place within it was irrefutably altered. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.